So friends, we understand now the concept of destination. Very simple terms we have understood earlier. You have to have a roadmap. For you to charter a roadmap, you must know where you are heading. So only if you know that you are heading to Alibag, then you know your roadmap. So it is as simple as that. Even in your driving continuous operational improvement, through continuous improvement, etc. What is essential is that you must define your destination in terms of what it looks like and how will it work within it, and we need to drill down deeper to ensure everyone in the organization understands the true answers to 9 fundamental questions about continuous improvement. 9 questions, okay, we'll come to that. But what it says that everyone within the organization must know final destination. In that destination, to achieve what is their roles and responsibility, and how are they contributing in making what they do more valuable to the next process, a recipient, etc. These questions are critical to achieving operational excellence because they show that there are many options on which, on why we do continuous improvement. It brings out that continuous improvement is a process in which a lot of options will come in front of you. How you evaluate, how effectively you understand the value coming out of it, and then how you implement it, all that matters will give you the overall benefit to the organization. So understanding is availability of options and how you manage options. These are the 9 questions. Not that one need to, I will be able to say get into explaining them one by one. They are self-explanatory. It starts with why you want to communicate in the first place, your continuous improvement programs, essential so that, as earlier said, every employee must know what the destination we have charted for us in terms of our operational excellence program and continuous improvement as a way of going forward. The best way to improve, like how can you get the best way to improve, so that answers that. How do we know where to improve, and so what needs to change and where it needs to change, etc., should come out. Why do we strive to create flow, and why the so much of emphasis on the flow? That should be answered. What should the shop floor look like if we did everything right? It should give a picture as to how the shop floor will look and feel like, kind of thing. What would the office look like? Same above. What would the supply chain look like if it is that we practice a continuous operational improvement program within the organization? Where will our continuous improvement journey take us? So if we do this, where we reach, and that will come out. That is in terms of competitive edge, customer delivery, customer experience, etc. So whatever that you have charted as your operational improvement paths or deliverables, or that is a destination, that what you want to achieve, which is in sync with your strategy, and strategy is in sync with your corporate objectives and goals, etc. So that's the destination in short. The roadmap is nothing but how to reach your destination. It should really, I tell you, as to how do you go about what you need to do when. And once each employee taught to think the way the continuous improvements concepts want them to think, they will be able to charter the path of excellence. Here they will be more practical in terms of suggesting, they will be more practical in terms of predicting what is going to happen in the process. And if that starts happening, they will be able to see the need for change, and that need for change will give them the idea how this can be done better. By establishing the destination and building a roadmap, we can move very quickly on achieving our operational excellence. It is a key that each employee understands the destination, how it impacts their specific work area and job function. So clarity of your operational excellence platform of continuous improvement will give each employee an idea as to how he is specifically contributing to that. Not only that, how he is making the others more productive, etc. So that will bring that feeling of being involved, and that will allow them to every time come out with better ways of handling things. So that will really make your operation lean, faster and efficient. Process designs gets evolved and based on understanding and fine-tune using principles of design. So as you know, because people are involved now, they will be clearly able to see every time the need for change that they feel. They will be proactive to come forward. They will suggest ways and means, evaluation of that by the middle and senior management, and implementation through a data-centric approach. you will be able to evaluate them, and continuous control and monitoring will give operational excellence a thrust, and that thrust will translate into revenue and profitability. However, while you pursue design, it must follow first principles of operational excellence, that is design lean value stream. You have adopted, say, operational excellence and continuous improvement. So next time when you sit onto new suggestions, new way of doing things, you will continue to ask questions, is there anything wasteful I am creating? So you will stop waste from being created itself. And therefore, whatever that you will do will be really a productive improvements that will happen, that will really give you a good momentum to your operational excellence program. Other aspects of roadmap provide step-by-step implementation guidelines. Rest are rudimentary aspects which will tell what is to be done, how and when, by when we should reach at what milestones, etc. are also part of your roadmap. So that's a roadmap of operational excellence or a continuous operational improvement program that you charter for yourself. Implementation guidelines are design lean value streams. Make lean value streams flow concurrently. I'll briefly explain lean value stream. Earlier I mentioned that once you adopted a continuous improvement, next time when you sit on process improvements or change, you will not create a waste in the first place itself, so that more and more wastes are not going to get added. There will be a scenario where absolute everything is so streamlined and aligned that waste has been made to look like zero, you know. So that is a level, that's a lean value stream. Make lean value stream flow concurrently. So once you apply this stream and that starts flowing, they will make way for other systems to get, you know, concurrently more lean and all connected, either the link before or after, etc. Make flow visuals and let every employee see how is he or she is contributing to make the overall delivery to customers happening as visualized in a more productive way. Create standard workflow, and you create standards, and you definitely create standard workflow. Make abnormal workflow visible. What it says is that despite all efforts, there will be some abnormal situations coming in. There is to be a ways and means by which this will be brought out in the first place. It should not happen that employee at that level has done some short-term, fixing of the solutions. No, it should be that he has tackled the issue based rightly on decision-making, empowerment, etc. been given, scenario-based understanding that has been given to him. But he is also able to bring out these abnormalities to the senior level. Seniors then look into the entire dissection of why this has to happen, what led to this, you know, getting happen, and then how this can be eliminated. So what needs to be done to eliminate the abnormal, this thing can come in. There may be a need that abnormality will happen to certain times, etc. So how do you handle abnormality using again a principle of design and standardizations? Create standard workflow for abnormal flow. So that is what I said. Okay, it may be that you foresee these things happening either occasionally, routinely, or you know, for a shorter time initially because you are in the transition phase, etc. So even you make standardization of what is abnormal, this thing, so that people in the system, in the process, know how to handle abnormality more effectively, how employees in the flow and improve the flow. So have employees, like employee should be part of your entire continuous operational improvement program. As I said earlier also, 80% of the improvements happen at a very ground level. Those people are not very intelligent, and those people are not very thoughtful, etc. They are driven by their experience, and that should be tapped. So if employees are allowed, involved in the things, they can see the abnormalities even coming. So they will be proactive to stop that happening, or they are in a position to suggest better way of doing, perform offensive activities. So we have earlier covered, if you are well aligned, process are lean and efficient, etc., what will happen? The waste will move out of the system. So waste of time that used to happen by leader, because their higher involvement into operational process, etc., is available time, they can invest in an offensive activity. When I say offensive, means market development, you know, innovation. So they, if they start concentrating on those sides, the benefit available to the organization will really throttle the growth of the organization, give that competitive edge which competition will not be able to chase down, and as a result your momentum will be much faster than the industry average. OpEx will grow your business by taking market share, most likely from those who don't do it. So your operational excellence will make you more lean and trim and efficient, and customer engaging and experiential, this thing will improve to your advantage, and more business therefore will come to you, and it will naturally come to you from the one who's not doing it, so from the competition. So it will make them more and more weaker and you will become more and more stronger. So that's the overall roadmap implementation guideline, and this is what you should keep in mind while you charter your operational excellence improvement program. Benefits of operational excellence, all the operational benefits we normally associate with continuous improvements are like enhanced on-time delivery. So your on-time delivery, these are some of the examples. You know, as I told you, this program covers almost every function, be it marketing, sales or production or delivery. Some of the examples like on-time delivery or inventory turns, so you are able to turn your inventory faster, or the lead time management, performance to budget, so what is budget versus what is your actual overheads, etc. Or quality, that is dramatically your quality of experience, quality of service, etc. will improve once you achieve the operational excellence. However, the true impact of operational excellence on an organization is much deeper and far more profound. Remarkable business results in a short frame of time. Having achieved operational excellence and continue to charter this path very efficiently, your organization's culture itself has become, you know, that continuous improvement and operational excellence becomes a DNA, and that will allow you to go, you know, this will impact everybody within the organization. So therefore, the impact being deeper, later on what happens, it allows you have time for offensive strategies, innovation, product developments, service developments, etc. Get that available time due to the waste being reduced in the entire system. You will be able to divert towards market and business development, thereby you defeat competition in its own turf. You know, that's the ultimate of your ability to drive continuous operational improvements. Once an operation has achieved operational excellence, it will require very little management intervention. So what they are saying, that any process which has become lean, any process which has become efficient, any process which has become self-driven, management intervention will be minimum. They will be like almost not there. There is one example in the book there, one process where almost 600 workforce are involved. Organizations having achieved the operational excellence there, the process controller post itself became insignificant. Somebody who was there to control, or that type of people who were controlling various things happening on a process itself become redundant. So that being moved out, it reduced the overhead and it still made the process more efficient and more productive. So the, look at the benefit. The employee who worked directly in the flow will be capable of not only getting the product to the customers, but also recognize problem. So while I am at, say, DHL and I am in the system and I know that I am delivering a goods to customer in time, but at the same time, because I am part of the system, I know what are the problem at the hub level, I know what are the problem during transportation. So if I can come out with a way of doing those things better, every time when these improvements are absorbed, my system will become efficient. That is possible because my system has become more aligned to productive outcome, etc. And therefore, the employee's contribution in this will be continuous, and once they are involved, your momentum to the continuous improvement program will be phenomenal, and that will really bring down your overheads and improve your efficiency. With OPEX, the organization becomes capable of contributing to the overall growth of the business. This has again been earlier discussed, where a lot of waste will go out, waste in terms of, therefore, the time also will drastically reduce. That will free the supervisory and managerial level people, and therefore they are able to then divert their attention towards innovation, strategy, offensive in the market. Their ability to service more clients and all will increase, and as a result, you get more revenue, and that will increase your revenue profitability, etc. word improvements mean different things to different people, often gets embroiled in nominal incremental value addition. However, what needs to be kept in mind, it is not that small incremental benefit that you are looking at. Even in your continuous improvement operational excellence program, what you will look at is a value. What is a value that comes out of it? We said value is non-monetarily expressed. It doesn't go with, you know, how much monetarily benefit that comes to the organization or to the customers. Whether you are adding value in terms of servicing the customers, that is very critical. It could be from any perspective, be it promptness of delivery, be it consistency of delivery, be it right delivery of the right product as ordered, so be it convenience for him, etc. So what value addition you bring out is more important rather than the monetary increment or monetary benefit that you bring out. Setting a direction helps you to take the giant leap. Overall operational excellence program and incorporating the continuous improvement within will really set the direction. Your destination is clear, your roadmap is defined, etc. This, when consistently improved and consistently applied, will really give you a capability to take the giant leap. Organization can really think of making a stride within the industry that they are through innovations, through diverting the wasteful time for a competitive strategy and all. So return of your organization will be much, much better than your competitive returns. Let's understand 8 principles of operational excellence. These are the basically principles that one need to look at while you get on to the operational excellence program. So we'll now try to understand the principles of operational excellence. That is the things that you need to look out, things that you need to work around, things that you need to define, etc. in your overall operational excellence using continuous improvement program. So these are the 8 principles. So let's study them one by one. So I'll jump to the next as we am covering them one by one. Design lean value stream. Design lean value process, order received to delivered. So entire process that you develop should be lean. The waste within, something which is not adding value, something which is out of your traditional way of handling process or functional requirement. It could be an identity check, it could be that order value check, etc. Now when you automated, it may be that, you know, you are able to have the automatic confirmation of the order received or delivered to customer. Then why have the process which is not really adding value? So there are ways and means where you can design a lean value process. So remove the waste out of the process, remove the redundant part of the process, and your process will be lean. Each process is developed in a connecting manner. Then you look at for connection. Connection in such a way that the moment it comes to the next level doesn't have to spend wasteful time. They are in a position to add value and transfer it to the third process, etc. Facilitates flow of material into or info as material moves from one process to the another. Flow of information along with the part that you have processed will go to the next process. Relevant information will be made available. They will come to know what value adds that they need to do, and therefore they will be in a position to contribute effectively. So for example, say last leg, where after Flipkart order that you have placed, you have chosen accessories, that accessories will come together. So at various stages they were getting the required information. So what accessories are ordered together? So that is the stage that first order, main order guy got. So he pulled out the accessories. Then after that, the dispatch section got the idea, okay, what is the total order of Mr. Ashish Hathi? So then they do that. And after that has been done, the courier division knows where is Ashish Hathi. So whether he is in Mumbai, Bangalore, Timbuktu, Imphal, etc. So accordingly, his parcels are picked up and distributed and delivered to the right airlines or right, you know, transportation wing. Therefore, it reaches to me in the given time. Facilitates flow of material to info as material moves from one process. So that's the significance that I have explained. Process receiving it knows what value addition needs to be done. So exactly when it comes from the previous process, the second process exactly knows what value adds that he need to do. And so they focus only on that rather than focusing time on rudimentary or wasteful activities. Make lean value stream flow proper from paper flow to make it a real operation. effort should be that remove all paperwork. Because of IT and because of technology integration that is possible, make everything move in a real time. So information should move in real time. Implement self-healing value stream that creates operational excellence. As we have said earlier, abnormalities may happen. Employee may see a better way of doing things, etc. Make the system so rugged that only exceptional cases the middle management and senior management needs to get involved to allow the process change. Otherwise, it has been done in a cohesive manner with the mutual understanding with the supervisory level staff, and you implement the revised new process flow, and that starts giving you the value benefit. You need to impart rigorous training. The training, this thing for that operational excellence using continuous improvement, needs to be complete, very exhaustive at every employee level. He or she should know the destination in the roadmap, and what is his role to make things happen should really come out of this training. All employees are taught that a destination of operational excellence and common goal of the business growth. So as I said, the training should unveil for him all these things as to how he is linked finally with the operational excellence program goals, and how that is linked with the business goals or a corporate goals, etc. So that they are able to relate themselves, and that relation will make them part of the process, and they are the best people who can come out with improvements. Make flow visual from part to complete process exposure. Create a value chain. So instead of a part, yani, earlier people only used to know that mera ye part hai, mereko itna karna hai vagera. He or she doesn't know that how he or she is contributing in overall customer experience. Now you make it known to them. So Flipkart, at every guy, everybody knows, at DHL, at every stage, everybody knows that what is his significant role. So the guy who's picking up the parcel also knows that his significant role is the consumer impact, that he has ordered me at 12 o'clock. If I don't pick up the parcel by 7 o'clock, I will not be able to collect. Office may close down. So he is always in a hurry to pick up parcel. If you make him wait, he will say, ke, madam, main aata hun. He will go to the next and come back. So he's trying to maximize his time so that he pick up. Reason being, he knows that his time on the field to collect is so important for DHL to get more covers received for a day, kind of thing. Same is the case with the final delivery. He knows that they have promised a delivery within so much of a time. So delay from him will tarnish the organization's image, and that will be detrimental to their growth. So he is always running. Therefore, there is a truck guy or there is a van guy. They have even their own flights, etc. They are aligned in such a way that if there are any exigencies, these flights are put in this thing to deliver goods, etc. So entire this thing has been so linked. Everybody knows what they are contributing. Interlinking of processes up to customer delivery is visual. So everybody knows how is it linked with final delivery to the consumers. That is what I have explained you. It helps in self-healing and proactiveness. Now here, as a result of this, everybody who is facing any issue also starts thinking what can be the best way of handling. Therefore, they are proactive to come to the management and suggest a better way of doing. So that's the essentials of make flow visual. Create standard work for flow. Yani. Apply principles of design workflow. So you design your workflow scientifically. Create a standard workflow, even including an abnormality. You have to get into a system of creating a standard workflow of handling abnormality. Stabilize the complete end-to-end flow to reduce variation and create as much normalcy in the entire flow. So after you handle abnormalities, change, overall your process should become so stable that there is hardly any wastages in that, yani. So that it becomes normal, and that normalcy will drive the productivity and efficiency. Make abnormal flow visuals. In an operational excellence, we want every employee to see when or before that something abnormal is going to happen. They are able to predict, they are able to foresee, they are able to see that abnormality is coming in. As a result, they will be proactive to handle that abnormality. They may know that this abnormality may be one of the case. They will start realizing that this abnormality is going to be of certain duration, or they may know that this abnormality may become a part of it. So they will then work to see whether that can be absorbed. So as we said, that when you make the abnormal flow visual, what will happen is to also prevent any risk, prevent any damage, prevent any loss, which will be self-healing. Employee will take the due cognizance of the organization interest as well as consumer interest and will take the appropriate step. He will get into discussing it with the seniors and then try and see that abnormality is handled, which is that create standard workflow for abnormal flow. So you do not create even standardized approach for healing, handling abnormal flow. Eventually self-healing he will break down. So what is saying that if abnormality is not part of your standardization, what will happen? Employee will think ke bhai idhar kuch batane ka matlab hi nahi hai. So you are that process improvements which was a self-healing where employee was part of it, where he was proactively involved, will start getting detached. And if that happens, your self-healing process itself will start breaking down because no improvement suggestions are coming in. Key to have this course of action that an operator would take before calling a supervisor to get flow back on track. And so here the key what they are saying is that scenario based understanding is provided to the employee that if you are at this juncture, this probably can happen. So what you need to do? So if there is a fire hazard, the nearest point is this, and first you try and see that you create the intensity low, the another employee should call up the fire brigade. So there, or say if you find that particular part is not available and you can foresee that, you know, this will break down the production, so what can you do? So what this is, this part available in some any other process? Can you source that? Try and source it, parallelly create this abnormal flow made available to supervisors. Then after you do your corrective, this thing, discuss it with supervisors. So create a approach which will help you to even standardize your abnormal situation handling. So this standardization or standardization of situation based template will allow employee to take best course of action at that point of time when he forces abnormality getting created. He feels empowered and he therefore taking the due cognizance of available resources, his probable position at that point of time, will not allow the impact of abnormality to be phenomenal. He will overcome that and then he will want to discuss this and standardize that. We also list out point at which management needs to jump in. So at every stage there is a very clear guideline as to handle what kind of thing, what level of people will come in. There will be a question even in the first place whether it is required or can this be managed by the staff, can it be managed by the team, can it be managed by the functional heads, etc. So that kind of, so standardization again has to be more an employee hand than the management hand. Have employees in the flow, improve the flow. So if they feel part of it, being in the flow is not for continuously improving abnormal flow, it is for preventing happening of abnormal flow. Calling that my employees are engaged and involved, but most of the time it is engaged or involved in firefighting, that is not the right situation. It should be more that, you know, they are able to prevent even abnormalities from happening. Your entire process is so lean and so efficient that possibilities of abnormality itself is low, but in situation when it is likely to arise, he is empowered and he is, because in the process exactly knows what action that he needs to take to minimize the impact and later on how to tackle the abnormality so that it doesn't occur again. Continue to understand 8 principles of operational excellence. Perform offensive activities. So what finally matters is that OPEX is about business growth. Operational excellence, the entire this thing or that continuous improvement you are doing to gain competitive edge, that you are doing to gain more business. So is it leading to that? Yes. How? Let's understand. Time saved from running the operation is invested in growing the business. Business growth will come either by reducing or eliminating the activities that operation management performs. So waste are reduced, overheads are reduced, time available can be utilized for innovation. So you utilize the time for operation management. So operation management time, this thing goes down. Business management time increases. Business management involves continuous innovative led innovation or a new market tapping or getting aggressive in the existing market, etc. Tapping more customers in the same segment. So various opportunities are opening for you to get aggressive to capture more market for you, and that defeats the competition because additional revenue that comes to you definitely comes to you from the existing market of and that also from the existing competition. So competition going weaker will give you further edge in the market. So offensive activity is possible if you have implied or applied the principles of operational excellence within the organizations. So we have understood the 8 principles of operational excellence. Now we come to a stage where process that delivers. So what we need to understand is, does this deliver results? So that is what we are trying to understand. The 8 principles we will use also create a process that we can achieve operational excellence in many areas of the company and throughout entire division, from the production floor to marketing to every area of organizations. I have again earlier also mentioned entire OPEX improvement through continuous improvement covers all the functions of the organizations. This precisely is that once the flow is installed, once you have created a lean flow, once you have created an efficient way of doing things, we can leverage it to work on an offensive in the form of a product development and new technology in which operation is a major part of delivering innovations. So here, I would like to take the example of IDEX Health and Science. IDEX Health and Science, there is another example also in the book, which is Parker IPDE, etc. So I'll try and just briefly touch base on that. Parker IPDE was into valves and etc. or filters etc. for the oil and gas companies. They got into this operational excellence program through continuous improvement and all. And when they really reach that threshold where their process become lean and efficient, what has happened is it has allowed them to invest in innovation, and that innovation that led them to really get aggressive in the market. They not only were operationally aggressive, where their ability to give proposals to many prospects have increased by almost 30 to 40%. They brought out products which were innovative. That innovative products led to momentum in the market, and more customers came in their fold, not only buying these new improved products, but they also started giving them more orders for the other rudimentary or normal product, this thing, etc. So overall their revenue has almost threefold, fourfold increase that they have achieved over a period of time. So that shows you the level at which the impact can be created. Same was the IDEX Health, this thing where they are into fluid handling systems, and when they really improved themselves, when they really created that the operational excellence within, the result was phenomenally very high. So what it says is that here is a process, that is the process of operational excellence through continuous improvement, is a process that delivers when implemented in a right spirit, by top to bottom involvement, implementing the principles of improvements, monitoring and continuously doing required corrective measures, controlling that it is doing performing as it is expected. What will happen is it will deliver value. Value will bring customers more closer to you, and that will get you more revenue at a lower overheads, etc., or process efficiency, giving lower cost, and that will throw a better profitability for the organization, create a competitive edge which is difficult for competition to beat, and that additional growth that you have will naturally come to you from the existing competition, thereby weakening the competition in the marketplace, and it really gives you unbeatable competitive advantage. So that's the overall essence of continuous improvement in operational excellence program. That's the process that delivers the result. So we have understood this entire concept of driving continuous operational improvement in this chapter 9. Thank you, friends.